humans were supposed to have been sent to Earth to take revenge. However, since Oz's activities in space took the form of cooperation rather than control, the colonies decided to accept Oz. In the year after Colony 195, as Oz moves to take over both the Earth and outer space, the Gundams are labeled as rebels and are isolated from society. With no place to return, the Gundams and their pilots are forced to fight for a reason to exist in the ever-changing world.
Are you awake, motherfucker?
You're a little bitch, because you know where I am, motherfucker, so come see me.
Listen, you guys are nuts, right?
I'm coming down there right now.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Damn, she wants to get fucked up, huh? You want me to meet you somewhere and fuck you up?
Hey, is the volcano in 204?
What are you saying? I'm asleep, man. I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, 40B, right? You ain't getting me caught up in that shit.
Whoa.
What time is it anyway?
Why are you picking on me? What are you talking about, man?
You're crazy.
Just letting you know right now, if he catches you on the floor, you will be escorted out without a refund.
Come and fucking see me, homie.
Play Dancing Radio!
Good evening, everybody. This is Dozer, Prank Session Radio. It is Monday, June 17th, and I'm here with Death Fox.
I heard of this man named Death Fox. He came from the olden shores of other Italy. No, I'm just kidding. What's up? This is Death Fox, a.k.a. the Fox, a.k.a. the Ground Ferret, a.k.a. No, I'm
just a.k.a. Firefox. We are here to do some prank calls for y'all. Go spread the word. Get more people in the chat room.
If there is not 40,000 people within 10 minutes, fuck it, we're done forever.
There's not 40,000 people in the chat. The website will self-destruct, taking every single one of your computers with it.
Don't say that. We're not hackers. Our new theme song is Cisco Thong Song from now on.
Get an audio trap real fast.
Mic check a 1, 2, 1, 2.
Got some, who is that? Wait, James, Brooke James, not James Brown, Rick James. Playing on the mic right now. Got some numbers. I don't know if you guys heard it. Death Fox did a drunk show earlier. It was pretty fucking hysterical. I thought it was okay.
Every call I laughed at.
I liked it.
There's some I didn't put on there because they didn't finish. It's pretty ridiculous how people thinking I have like 30,000 live crabs coming.
I love you telling me you're just going to leave it in the parking lot.
Yeah, and the horses. I hope you. Yeah. Did you hear that one guy say he's going to check if his valet has a riding license?
Yeah, I heard that. Were you told the dude that you're going to command all your drivers to just unload and leave? Yeah. That was my favorite part.
All 17 trucks, man.
It's so much fucking cargo.
Yeah. They're going to be scuttling around. You better do so. Could you imagine 30,000 crabs out in front of in a parking lot?
Fucking crawling around and shit. The rubber bands around their pincers. It's funny. It's funny stuff. Funny stuff.
Yeah, some dude used to do prank calls where he would call and get people's addresses and stuff and tell them that he would give them their names and addresses when he called and said he has like 4,000 pounds of live squid he's about to drop off. They have to pay for it and everything.
Wasn't that Jerky Boys?
I don't know who it was. But
I listened to my uncle's old Jerky Boys CDs and they did a prank like similar to that where it was like a COD thing that they're about to be there.
I just had the idea in my head, and I'm like, I'm going to up it a notch, you know? I'm going to make it ridiculous.
Yeah, that was a really good show.
That black lady was like, the cops will be here. Well, the cops had some crab. The cat meat one. Cat meat from Mexico. I always come from Mexico cat with all that weird stuff.
Yeah. Mexico City.
Yeah. Because I was calling Dallas, so I was like, we're coming from Dallas, I've come from Mexico, I've drove all night, and I don't got time for this shit.
Oh, I made a cell phone background for PSR, if anyone wants to use it or anything.
If you want to give it to me, I can put it on the website, it's our ringtone.
I put it in the chat right there. I can send a copy to you on Skype, if you'd like.
That's almost just them fancy-pantsy cell phones.
I just used our logo. It's just on a black background.
You need to make one for somebody that has a Razer phone still.
Yeah, no, I need to make like, you guys can let me know like what kind of phones you have, and I'll just make one that'll fit your exact screen. Like, that one's for iPhone 4.
I just started making drinking beer right quick, and this is the weirdest thing ever. But every time I drink beer, I have to shit. Oh, the moment I start drinking beer.
You'll be right back?
Yeah, I have to take a 30-minute shit break. I'm sorry.
No problem. I'll keep them busy. Oh, if security calls in.
Is he on yet? I'll drag him in here if he's on.
He's not on yet.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm here hanging out, chilling. It was at Best Buy a minute ago. We got a computer. But it's not mine. It's a gift for somebody else. So, yeah, go spread the word. Get more people in here. If you are here listening, put a 1 in the chat so I know you're here. I see some people, but I can't tell if y'all... What's that noise? Winning? What was that? Must have been Death Fox computer. I'm here coming. Okay, cool. We'll see you in a second. Glad to call in. Gotta get some numbers. If anyone's here, wants to send in a number, click the request a prank above the chat, and that'll lead you into the request a prank where you can put any number you want as long as no one associated with any type of law enforcement and or military procedure. Because, read the rules. Be smart. Be smart. We don't want the NSA coming after PSR or anything. But they have bigger fish to fry. So, 4 guests. Guests should go register your names. We know who you are. Posted on Battlecam a second ago. Maybe that'll get some people in here. We used to do shows there, but I don't know. They have a weird setup going on. I think we just enjoy, doing things from our own home. You know, like this website's like, this is our home. So we're just going to do things where we have, where we own all the real estate. If that makes sense. So, wait for Death Fox to get back. Security is about to call in. And we'll get to the calls. Playing some music right now by Young? Young Bemo. SoundCloud.com/cab6beats. Cab6beats. Yeah, he makes some really good stuff. This is one of his instrumentals playing right now. And I enjoy it. If you haven't, go listen to the Friday and Saturday show as well. We had a lot of good shows this past weekend. We had like 8 hours total of material. So, when we're not live, we're not live actually. I want to let you guys know. Go to the YouTube channel and, if you want to hear calls, go there. I mean, there is tons and tons and tons of stuff on there. Especially if you go way back in the beginning at some of the stuff that I did, some hotel stuff. I still listen to those calls and laugh at them, even though like I know exactly what's going on. They're just still funny. So if you guys haven't heard those, definitely go check them out sometime. Yeah, he'll be right back. He had to go to the bathroom, so he can't. He's in charge of the call, so he will drag you back in, or drag you in. In a minute. Oh, that was that website right now. Nice. So yeah, hold tight. He'll drag you in, and. Yeah, go spread the word. The show is just about to start. Well, the show has started, but we're about to go to the calls. So that's when it gets good. Got to get some more people. And, yeah. Man, this kid's taking forever, yo. Wish security was here so I at least had someone to talk to, I don't really know. It's hard to dialogue between yourself for 4 minutes. We had this really funny call, or a lot of funny calls this past weekend, but we did these Craigslist call-ins, and there were so many funny ones. It's cool because every time someone calls in, it's like the opportunity for a whole new premise, a whole new prank, whole new whatever. They're calling about, certain items and all that, and you kind of have to stay within those guidelines, but really made for a lot of funny shit because each call was different, and then we did stumble upon a really good premise. We had time to master it because we were getting if we stayed on with the call for maybe a minute or two, we would miss 8 other calls. So, I mean, they were coming in, like, you know, every 30 seconds, someone else was dialing. And, I mean, it was nuts. But it was so fun, though. So
that
if you guys
fast,
haven't,
that douche drop I did. Damn, I squeezed it out.
If two of you haven't listened to those, they're very funny. And if anyone wants the phone background for a certain mobile device, let me know. I'll get that over to you.
There's Deathmops. Only... I already added him.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, you know, you're back. What's up? How'd it go?
My ass kind of burns, honestly.
Anyways, moving on.
I squeezed it. I was like a rock. Ow! Roby, you can't be on the radio show. You're a miniature dachshund.
Oh, yo, I had a good idea. Or I don't know if it was me or not, but you know when we did the dog call-ins?
I know, I read it.
Yeah, you read that?
I troll that chat even though I don't reply sometimes.
We should try that. That'd be hilarious.
Odie, would you like to do calls or would you like to lay there in the covers and sleep? I would like to lay here in the covers and sleep, Odie says. And I can't get Roscoe to growl for nothing. Roscoe don't give a fuck. He's like, yo.
Did you name Roscoe after the Waffles place?
When we got him, he was his name was Roscoe. He might have to start living. He might have to, because you don't rename a dog that's a year old.
Yeah, you should have named it.
You don't, but no, he don't come to any other name. You can't rename a dog that knows its name.
You should have named him, like, Country Blue.
What the fuck? He's a...
I'm just kidding.
Roscoe's like, I just...
You gotta spell blue, B-L-E-U.
Roscoe's right. Probably gonna have to start living outside because he tears up every pair of shoes that's in the floor.
Hey, let me talk to that number.
No. You got the calling card fees? I'm just kidding. You're ready. What?
All right. There goes the first call, y'all. Go spread the word. Get more people in here.
Ask him if he wants to Rochambeau you.
Rochambeau.
Fuck, seriously?
What?
Yeah, they aren't answering. Okay, here's another one.
Go post us an ad on Craigslist, Mr. Burr.
Yeah, let me get this call in first. And yeah,
I did some intel earlier. I have a whole list now of brand new numbers. Or not brand new numbers, but just numbers that we...
If my power goes out, I might draw it because it's storming here. But I'm just saying in case.
Alright.
Ro, you can sit in my lap for a minute, but I'm drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. I'm doing evil things. Puppy shouldn't be near.
Swap House, 32nd Street.
Hey, this is Aaron Burr from United Food Delivery Services. I have a delivery for you guys of about 100 pounds of squirrel meat. Where do you guys want me to deliver that at?
Of squirrel meat? We don't have any squirrel meat, sir.
I have a delivery for you guys. I'm from United Food Services.
Okay, we don't have a manager here. Could you call one of the managers? I can give you their number.
Yeah, let me get that, please.
Let's see here. Where is it? Okay, 480.
Okay.
233. 5547.
5547. And what's your name, sir?
It's Jesse Morris.
Okay, thank you, sir.
The man you're going to be calling is Eric.
Eric, alrighty. Thank you. You've been helpful. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I have an idea for this, and it's going to be fucking epic. You ready for it?
About to fuck with these guys hard.
Okay, here's the idea. We call this guy and say, we have a parcel here for 2,000 pounds of squirrel meat, and the signature says Jesse Moore, Eric, or whatever his name is. What was his last name?
Eric is the manager, and then Jesse Morris is the employee.
Yeah, we have Jesse Morris's signature already, and we're going to deliver it within 5 minutes, so he can't hang up. Okay? Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you do it.
Okay.
Like, you know, that's like, oh man, it's great. Love that he gave out all his names.
The number you have reached is
not in service. Oh, what the fuck? Number, right? 480-223-5547. Oh shit, we're live. Whoops.
It don't work anyway, so fuck
anyway.
call that. Let's call that guy back.
No, no, no. It's here. It's 233, not 223.
We'll post it again. I was about to go irate on that motherfucker. Bro, please stop scratching my feet. It hurts like a bitch.
To edit this out and post, but it's all good. Dude, fucking garage. I need to find something like that edits besides GarageBand. If it's more than like 3.5 hours, you can't open
use,
it.
Use Audacity. It's the easiest thing.
I might need to have you split them in half or something. Well, if it's too long.
I don't know how to do all that. I don't do audio editing. I'll do anything that you want me to do, though. Here, I got this.
Hello?
Is this Eric?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I have a, I'm from United Parcel Food Services, and I have a signature here from a guy named, what's his name, let's see, Jesse Morris. Do you know this person?
Yes.
It's in about 5 minutes. I have 3 trucks full of squirrel meat from Mexico City that's about to be delivered, and since we have pre-authorization with a signature here from yesterday, I came in and he signed it to Waffle House. I'm going to just unload it here. There's probably about, let's see, 700 cases.
Yeah, you're not going to leave any squirrel meat at my restaurant.
Well, I have to. I have a signature from a guy named Jesse Morris, and everything, it's already been signed for. And if they didn't want it, why they signed for it? My drivers will be there in less than 5 minutes. And we have a railment system, so we're just going to have to pop that out and drop it all off in the front then. Because I have to get back to Mexico.
Well, just take it back to Mexico.
No, it's already been signed for, and we'll have to leave you with a bill of $22,000.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Then why do I have the signature of Jesse Morris confirming the order?
I have no idea, dude.
You said you told me. I'll give you my manager. His name is Aaron Burr. You told me you knew who this guy was. Here's Aaron, my manager.
This is Aaron Burr in dispatching. How may I help you? Hello?
I don't know what kind of scam this is or whatever the hell, but if you can throw me a bill all you want all day long, I'm not going to pay for shit.
Sir, you called me. This is the United... Sir, you're,
I did
you're
not call you. I just
office.
Got the call from you. Well,
sir, you have reached the dispatching office, okay? Our trucks are on our way out there at University Drive right now.
Okay, I'm going to call you back. It's already been stopped. That motherfucker's getting fired. Watch it.
Can you hear that in the background?
Here.
Hey, you've reached Eric. Sorry, I couldn't get to my phone. I'm probably busy.
That motherfucker's getting fired. How much is that bet? You just signed for squirrel meat, you fucking retard?
Sir, you called me. You reached the dispatching office.
What is that, a scanner?
It's a walkie-talkie garble. Oh. Walkie-talkie garble.
Yeah, squirrel meat's very awkward. I say horse because it sounds they actually eat horse in Mexico. Like, it's an actual food group.
J-Bug?
Let me see if I have any voicemails. There were some lady people I was going to call back that left us voicemails and gave their first and last name. And I was going to call back like we delivered stuff to them.
Here, I had these numbers in my archive, but I don't know why. So let's call them real quick.
We shouldn't mess with Reverend anymore, guys. I called him today.
You did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I'm worried about him. I don't know, man. He might know. He might actually be in the process of trying to find out who we are.
Great.
Like, he knew I was using... He knew we were using a Google line tied to a Skype.
Interesting.
So, he's pretty in tune. I told him, well, you don't got nothing to worry about us. We're just having fun. I actually told him that, honestly.
Then what, did you start shouting his address?
No, he was actually pretty calm after that.
Oh.
But...
Hey, those two numbers
that, whoever said they was going to rape his wife... He really went insane about that.
I don't think anybody said that.
No. I don't know. I think D12 said that. Oh. Hold on, let me hear this voicemail. Here you go. Chanel for Michael Jackson tickets.
Go. Okay.
I'll let you talk to her. Her name's Chanel. She's a black boy. Chanel for Michael Jackson tickets. I know all about Missouri. I used to live there. I could. She's not going to answer. I can do this Waffle House because I know I can say where it's coming from, a dispatching center. I know what's down there.
Thank you for calling Waffle House. This is Echo.
Yes, I'm coming from Neosho. You know where Neosho, you know where Neosho is, correct?
I'm sorry, you're coming from the Osho?
Yeah, and I have 30 pounds of horse meat, and this is the Waffle House, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I have 30 pounds, which is basically two grown horses, and they're live, and I'm about to have to drop them off in about 5 minutes. They've been signed for and paid for this Waffle House. I guess you're going to chop them into butcher meat?
I don't think we take care of that. I don't think we slaughter any animals here.
Well, I have a order here. I can give you to my dispatcher, Ryan Dozier, real
quick.
Well,
actually, I can give you my GM's number, and he can actually call you, or you can call him. His name is Chris Brown.
Okay.
So, take his number down.
Okay, go ahead.
816.
Mm-hmm.
558.
Repeat that one. Four again.
Echo, ECHO.
Echo. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye. I had to do that. Sorry, that song. Echo.
I can't believe that was her name. What the hell?
Shit, we had like a girl on there we could call it, like Chris Brown as Rihanna or some shit.
Yeah, this is Rihanna. I need your shit back, nigga. I need my money, nigga. You fucking with me, nigga. Okay, Dozier, you can do this one.
All right.
Say Echo signed for 10 live horses.
Hello.
She said call you for the money. Dropping them off in 3 minutes.
I know. If they answer.
The voicemail box of 8-1-6-5-5-8-2-9-5-2.
You said
try these numbers, they have my archive.
Who was talking shit? What was his name?
Just a guess. Probably someone from Battlecam.
What did they say?
They wouldn't even show their faces, dude. Just doesn't matter.
What were they saying? I don't know.
They said this sucks.
Well, your mama sucks, my dick. Let's see. Okay. Let's call Echo back and say since he didn't answer.
Try these numbers, they have my archive. I want to find out what they are.
We will. Chill, we got forever. I'm gonna talk to Echo again.
I wish your manager would have answered.
Just watch this.
She probably is the other manager.
I was going to say her other manager ordered 12 more horses and we're about to drop them off. 12 more? It is. Here. What number do you want me? I'm clicking everything. There's your number.
I just want to see what these
forwarded
are.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Let's call the sub guy. I love this guy. The Kiss McSubs. He threatened to kill me today, guy.
Yeah, I know.
Let me try to place an order. Aaron, you do it. He don't know your voice. Try to place an order. Then just call him a Kiss Mc.
What kind of restaurant is this?
Subs.
Can you hear me?
Hey, I need to place an order.
I'm getting
Hello?
Hello? Yes, can I help you?
I need to place an order, please.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Do it.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I need to place an order, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me get 14 subs.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get some chips. You fucking kiss him back.
Kiss Mick.
Kiss Mick, motherfucker.
Hello.
Kiss him back.
Kiss Mick.
Kiss him, Mick.
Hello.
Kiss him, Mick.
Fuck you saying? He's fucking stupid. What fucking are you saying? You don't know how to fucking.
Kiss Sharmuta.
Sharmuta, motherfucker.
You know Sharmuta? You know Sharmuta? Sharmuta! www.sharmuta.com, your mother?
/shards.net/now Shards.
Hello.
Hello.
Sharmuta?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, did I put you on hold too long?
No, it's fine.
The phone dropped out of my hand. One in your mother's pussy, so I had to grab it back.
I need to place an order.
Sorry.
Need to place order.
Fucking now, oh shit, I gotta fucking go wash the phone, it stink.
Your mom's hungry, bring her food. I said your mom can get your hair.
Do you hear how I said Sharmuta? I'm like, Sharmuta! And I move my hands in waves when I do. I don't know why, but I do. Sharmuta!
Yeah, I just put up an ad for 2 free plane tickets to Hawaii. If they give us a sob story.
That's what's missing, Collins.
That might not get a lot of calls, so try one more.
Yeah, I'll put some other ones up.
Put free 30,000 Pokemon cards. The first caller. No, do some more Bieber tickets. No, we're done with them Bieber tickets for a while, I think. Goatman keeps trying to call me, but every time I call him back, he never answers.
I have some hotels.
Could not complete your call. Please try again.
Shit, I forgot to put the phone number in there. Fuck.
1-900-MIX-A-LOT. New. Let's try this one. Try the first one.
The stars are switchboards.
Let me hang up then. I'll dial on the switchboard.
Okay.
I only got 3 beers left. Maybe I can get drunk a little bit. Well, I'm drunk.
Pleasure to host you, Mr. Motel. Can I help you?
Yes, room 112.
112?
Yeah.
We don't have 112.
Can you stop smacking on the phone like a fucking retard?
Say what now?
Can you stop eating on the phone like a retard?
I'm not eating.
You're going.
Dude, what room do you want? Who do you want to talk to?
I told you 112 or 12.
There's no room 12 here.
Dude, you should totally stop smoking pot and give me 112.
I'm going to hang up on you, man. We don't
Why
have a room
smacking?
112.
Can you stop smacking? God, take the fucking dick out your mouth and talk like a human. Fuck, did you not hear him smacking? Did you hear him smacking? Did anybody else hear him?
Chewing on something, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Chewing on a dick.
You can do the second one.
Hello.
Do you want to do the numbers or should I?
You can.
The radio sound.
I just put up some free Usher tickets.
A lot of ghetto people to call.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. There is all this. How may I help you?
112.
Hi.
Yes, sir. 112.
Sorry.
Nice.
I'm gonna put up a computer with free computer filled with porn.
Nobody's going to answer stuff like
that. Yeah, no one's going to call on it.
Okay, I won't put the porn part in there.
I'm going to look up some numbers. It'll go back to a reception and you talk this time.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them in the room. Ring, ring, ring.
Banana phone. I got another number. I'm going to hang up on this one. Let's try this.
Steven, anybody listening?
Yeah, there's people listening.
No one's participating.
There's not a lot of people listening yet. Just give a little bit. We hadn't really did that great of calls yet.
No, and we never, ever do shows on Monday.
Yeah. We've
never done one on Monday.
Well, we do now.
Yeah, now we do, though.
I'm calling a steak escape. Has he ever ate at one of them?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a place you get steak.
We're sorry.
It's called Steak Escape?
Yeah, they deliver it to you, too. It's really fucking good.
Oh, I thought it was like extra rare or something.
No, they make steak fillies, they make T-bones, they make everything, and they'll deliver it to your door, cooked perfect and hot. It's fucking epic.
Damn.
They have them in the South. Let's try this one. I'm trying to escape. I got caught in a steak. One cigarette. No.
Either the number you dialed is not a working.
So I actually listened to Carlito's show last night, believe it or not.
Oh, really? How was it?
Guess what he did the whole time? Sharma. No. Bounce hold. I don't see how people don't get old at the same thing. I mean, we mix it up. We did hotels there for nonstop for a while. But since we've been mixing it up and getting the call-in number and stuff, we've been getting retarded amounts of listeners.
Yeah, retarded amounts of calls, too. Like, those long shows we had last weekend, like, yeah. those were like, I mean, there was talking in it, but I mean, it was like 90% being on the phone.
I'd strangle a dolphin for a T-bone steak right now. I think that's why I'm looking up steakhouse. Wouldn't you? Don't you love steak?
Strangle, yeah, dude. I don't know if I'd strangle
I'm putting a dolphin, up a free keg of Budweiser.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who wants Budweiser? Say Heineken. That'll get more calls. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, it don't really fucking... I don't really give a fuck what I'm drinking. But, you know...
Steel Reserve.
That is good. Do you have Steel Reserve where y'all are at?
Yeah, I've had it.
Do you see the picture of it?
Right, you know what I used to drink a lot in Chicago was that Cobra.
Oh, my God. Steel Reserve actually tastes good for the $1.39 price of a 24-ounce.
For Mickey's? You ever had Mickey's?
I saw it, but I never bought it because I don't buy Irish beer. I got thrown off when I tried an Irish red beer once, and it made me almost throw up. I hated it.
Oh, like Killian's?
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to go get. I'm about to go get a Killian's real quick.
I hate Irish red beers.
Or a High Life. I don't know. I got to like High Life.
You get at Walmart or down here, you get for $3, you can get 4 24-ounce ice houses. It's ridiculously damn cheap. That's like a six-pack for $3, you know?
Thank you for calling Bob's Steak and Chop House. This is Estelle. How can I help you?
Hey. Yeah, I have a coupon here for 20 free steaks.
For 21st?
20 free 20-ounce steaks.
Okay, hold on one moment. I'll let you speak with the manager. Thank you.
20 free 20-ounce steaks.
It's like their whole supply.
Mouth is watering. Please continue to hold. The summer will be right with you.
That's a lot of steak.
Hell yeah, that's a ton.
I could eat one. I could eat 2 20 ounces.
Thank you for calling the original Bob's Steak and Chop House on the corner of Lennon and Wycliffe in Dallas. The founder, Bob Sandel, and his family have been here serving you the finest steaks and chops for nearly 15 years, and we're happy you've chosen to call us today. Please just take a moment to hold longer. Someone will be right with you. Thanks for calling the original Bob's Steak and Chop House on the
corner. I want an awful get 40,000 free.
At Bob's, the true, rich, appointed restaurant with wonderful mahogany dining rooms, doors.
Thank you so much for holding. This is Joseph. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I got this coupon, and it says if I buy one steak, I get two free.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that particular coupon, but
I'm coming in with 60 people, so we're all going to like half of us is going to use that, and the rest are going to have two free steaks. We'll be there in about 10 minutes. I'll give you to my bus leader. His name is Aaron Burr. Here he is.
Aaron Burr?
Yeah, that's his name. Here he is.
Okay.
Hey, sir. Yeah, I'm the bus driver over here. We got a big old load of people coming in town. We just came out from out of state. We got these coupons. We're going to pull in there if that's all right.
Okay, certainly, but I'm just saying that I'm not familiar with a two-for-one coupon. Is that my understanding of what you're saying?
Yeah, to buy one, get two free. A steak of your choice.
Okay, this is for Bob's Steak and Chop House on Lemon Avenue.
Yes, sir. I know the owner, so I kind of like cook my brothers up. So we're going to come in there. It's about 60 of us, so that's probably, I don't know, like 180 steaks. So if you get those thrown on the grill for us, we'll be in there.
Well, tell you what, I have the owner. She's on property tonight. What is your name?
My name's Aaron.
Aaron, excellent. Excuse me one second.
Okay.
Thank you.
If your steak has a bone in it,
what the fuck?
We'll love that. Your call's important to us. Please hold for just a moment longer. Come to Bob's Steak and Chop House on Lemon Avenue. How about trying the Australian rack of lamb? Ooh, it's an inch thick.
This is Jessica. How may I help you?
Hello, Jessica. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. I got a few coupons in the mail with my church, and that was part of a Groupon thing. We got several of them. I believe I have my associate here. He had the coupons with him. But anyways, we got them in the mail. I got a bus together, a church group. We drove 200 miles, actually, to your location. We're rounding in there. Should be there about 10 minutes or so. And my associate called. He said something about these coupons. And the person he spoke to said that these were not, that he couldn't use the coupons. And, you know, we've talked to someone before. They said it was okay. And, you know, we're almost there. So we're kind of confused what's going on.
I am not sure what you got in the mail. We have never done a mailer with Groupon or anything or sent out any type of coupon before.
Okay, what they say exactly, it says buy two T-bones or ribeye and get two free. So what we did, we have a church group here from a local Catholic church. Well, it's not local to you, but we're 200 miles away from you, and we have about 60 people here in the bus. You know, all with one coupon per person. So I think half of them we're going to use the coupon, and the other half we're going to be eating the free, it says here, T-bone or ribeye. So,
Are you sure it says Lemon Avenue on it?
Let me double check. Hey, that's a London. Yeah, it does. This is the right place. I guess they plugged in the address to one of their iPhones. And we're on our way. We're closing. We should be in about 2 minutes or so, about to pull in the parking lot. But that'd be great though if you guys could fire up a few steaks in the grill to get them warm and get them ready. We got a few people that we're bringing through. We wanna, we have a hotel in the area. We wanna kind of get started on our dinner.
I am so sorry. I really don't understand what you got, and I can't really I haven't seen it,
well,
so I'm not sure.
We got a coupon for your restaurant. you know, all we want is steaks and water. I mean, primarily half the church group that we brought today are, you know, unfortunate, and this will be the only meal that they are having, I mean, the only guaranteed meal this week.
I would be happy to look at the coupon, but I am the owner here, and I know for sure that we did not send anything out.
Oh, you are the owner. Okay, yeah. I mean, they told me that I could talk to the owner and that you would know what I was talking about. But
she not going to give us those steaks?
No. Hey, Jermaine, settle down. Settle down. Sit down and please remain quiet. We're pulling into the parking lot shortly. We'll get this figured out. I'm sorry.
When you get here, I'd be happy to take a look at it.
Yeah, do you want to meet us outside, or should I bring everybody in? Is that okay? Did you guys have enough tables?
How about you meet me, and how about you come to the host stand and ask for Jessica?
I'm just going to bring all 60 of these unfortunate people into the restaurant, and you, when you tell them no, you can deal with what they have to say. They're a lot of hungry
people. We go riot, sir.
No, you can't, Jermaine. You can't riot. I guess. Well, ma'am, I can't tell them what to do, but. But okay, I guess we'll see you in a few minutes, and the people can come, and you can tell them that they're not getting a free dinner. 60 homeless people from a Catholic church, and this restaurant's turning them down.
That's not really how it is. I'm so sorry, sir. We did not send out a mailer.
I'm rocking picket signs now, sir.
The pastor, Jermaine, shut the fuck up. The pastor's here. His name's Aaron Burr, if you want to speak to the pastor. He's the one who inquired about these and received them.
Well, it was not something from our restaurant.
It is. It has your logo, and it has your menu on it, and it has the coupon. It's got everything that your restaurant stuff has.
Okay, well, you are happy. You can bring it in to me, and I'm willing to look at it. But how about when you get here, we'll talk about it. You can show it to me then.
They're working on signs. I mean, they want a picket outside now. If you're not in the building, they're going to start picketing outside. Yeah, I didn't really want to take that call, dude. That was funny, I don't think. Was that funny?
Sir, I don't know. Did it sound like I was in the back when I did that right there?
No, you got to back up a little more.
It's really hard with this mic. I put my hand over it and it...
Word.
Don't do much. Sir, we have picket signs. We gonna go all Negro on them, sir. They gonna give us our steak. Buy two, get two free. That would be a good fucking coupon.
Nothing but a business, but yeah.
Shit. Did you enjoy your pizza?
Yeah, she was good.
I don't know what I'm having yet. My family went to buy a new car, so they're in a different town right now. And they're bringing food back for me. Let's see.
Need to find something. One sec.
I'm calling a number.
Hope we get some call-ins.
I'm just waiting.
No, I'm saying hope we get some.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Let me look up some numbers.
I got a whole bunch.
I want some different stuff that we're not doing before.
What kind of numbers?
I don't know. Look. It's Monday, so just about everything will be open. California. There's a Waffle House in it. Oh, where's that? Let me look for it.
What was that?
It was a fucked up bird. I hate when your back itches. Why does the back got to itch? Why not something in front?
Hello, and thank you for calling Hotel 6, Mississauga. If you know the...
Let me cut my fan off. Never called no Kmart.
I don't think we've never called one.
I found one Kmart. I'm wondering how much your K's are. Oh, we got a call in.
Yes.
Hello?
Finally. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, are you giving the computer away?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I'll give you to my friend.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, I just saw your ad on Craigslist. You giving it away yet?
Yeah, no, we have a computer here. You're actually the first call I've gotten. Are you interested? Or you had a few questions?
Yeah, just, you know, general, like, how old it is, what kind it is, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's one of those Dell Inspire ons. It's about 2.5 years old.
Oh, okay.
It has Windows XP. It has an Intel, it has an older Intel chip. No problems really with it. I definitely recommend though if you buy it, you know, I'm getting all my info off of there. So I need to buy, you know, a new copy of Windows or whatever you prefer.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, so, I'm definitely interested. I could pick it up tomorrow if you're available tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I'm only around at night primarily. I have a weird work schedule.
Okay, could I pick it up tomorrow night?
That's fine.
Okay, whereabouts are you located?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Where are you around? I mean, with my work schedule, I might be able to drop it off.
Oh, well, I'm in Edmonds.
Edmonds? Where's that?
Yeah, just north of Seattle, like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I'm not too familiar with the area. I came here primarily for work, and I haven't really left downtown Seattle in the past few months. I'm right downtown.
Problem.
I'm in the university district.
Okay.
So the only thing is that in my basement, I was using it, you know, to work down there in my office. I need to come down there in my basement and help me unplug it and, you know, get it all in a box and everything.
Okay. Yeah. It's a desktop, right?
No, it's a Dell desktop. I mean, if it was a laptop, I wouldn't need you to come help me, you know, take it apart and everything. But yeah, it's a desktop. When you come down there, you know, in my basement, you know, we can turn it on and play a game, or, you know, you can surf the web, you know, you can make sure it works is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Cool, man. Yeah. Well, when works best for you? I'll just go around your schedule.
I don't know. How about tomorrow night around like 11 PM, 11:30.
Tomorrow night about 11 or 11:30 PM. That sounds fine. Yeah.
All right, yeah, you can come down to my basement, and I live at 3, you know my address real quick?
Yeah, here, hold on, let me write it down. Okay, what's your address?
My address.
Okay.
And
what's your name?
My name is Ryan.
Ryan,
you think you could park your car kind of like down the street, maybe like around the block or something.
Okay.
And there's an alley that kind of runs behind my house. Maybe walk down that alley, and then I'll meet you in the alley.
Okay,
and
great.
We'll go in my basement, and we'll get the computer.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye. Dumbass.
Okay, I have a good idea. We're gonna call this pizza joint. Tell them we're sending all these people there to that. Is this at all in Seattle, Aaron?
Just the computer one.
Where's the other ones at?
The keg of Budweiser's in the Bronx. Hold on, let me see here.
I'm gonna call this pizza place and send, we're gonna send some guys there.
Free Usher tickets are in Las Vegas and.
Oh, so spread out.
Here's Five Virginia. This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. I'm gonna send a bunch of guys down there to grab a. That's gonna ask you personally for a free computer, okay?
Okay, well, will you say that you want to send some people down here and what?
They're going to ask you to give them the free computer that you owe them, okay?
A free computer?
Yeah, and I'll call you later and say it when, okay?
Oh, I think that you might have the wrong number.
No, I
this
don't.
Is a restaurant.
I know it is. Bye. Okay, so we'll call her later. And everybody that calls about a computer, you give that the address I just gave you, okay?
No.
That's going to be hilarious. Her name's Jamie here. I had to put it there. Ask for Jamie.